Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast. Voice note. Pimelo Mutine on WhatsApp.
063-688-0959.
Point of View.
Keep connected with us.
Kaya959.
On the street.
On the air.
I mentioned this earlier to you because it was the most bizarre story I've ever come across. I mean, I've seen some bizarre stories, but this really was interesting. And this is a story of what is happening at Helen Joseph. We did reach out, by the way, just to, you know, to preface this with the fact that we have spoken to Gauteng Health. The spokesperson thereof responded, however, had responded to something completely different. He has highlighted the fact that there are issues that they are aware of at Helen Joseph that are concerning the availability of water, and we all know that. And he spoke at length about the issues of water. And we can park that. But this is something that we wanted him to respond to, and we'll see whether they will come back to respond or not. But let me start here with the person that alerted everybody to this issue, the DA, who you know, issued a statement on their concern of the lack of printer cartridges at Helen Joseph, making it difficult for people to be transferred, the deceased to be transferred from the hospital to the government mortuary so that people can eventually get closure and then there will be some decent burials. Madeline Hicklin is the DA's health spokesperson on the line, in the province, on the line with us. A very good evening to you, Madeline, and thank you so much for your time.
Hi, good evening, and good evening to your listeners.
Just please give us a bit of background to the story.
It's actually quite frightening. I was alerted by three different sources to the fact that between the 17th and the 23rd minimum of June, the Helen Joseph Hospital had no printer cartridges at all. And as a result, people who had lost their loved ones, and the loved ones were lying in the mortuary at Helen Joseph Hospital, could not transfer their loved ones from Helen Joseph either to a funeral parlor or to a mortuary for a post-mortem to be done, because there was no printer cartridge, so they couldn't print out any paperwork. And I went, "I beg your pardon?" And they said, "The entire hospital has ground to a halt in terms of printing paperwork. So we cannot get our loved ones' remains transferred to a funeral parlor. We can't get our loved ones' remains transferred to the mortuary so that they can undergo a post-mortem, because you cannot move one person from one entity to another entity, be it a hospital to a funeral parlor or a mortuary, until we have paperwork." And that was really what was going on. It carried on for at least 8 days, but it could be as much as 2 weeks, because Motale Tale Modiba, who is the Gauteng Health Department spokesperson, has issued a statement in which he has said, he admits 100% that from the 17th till the 23rd, there were no printer cartridges, so they couldn't print anything. And there was a challenge with printing, is the delicate way in which he's placed it. But he said, "I'm a sensationalist and I'm chasing headlines." But that was the fact that he admitted to, and that it was a payment issue where the suppliers of the cartridges had not been paid. And the issue is receiving attention. It's been resolved on the 24th of June, but it's being given attention. Well, if it was resolved, why is it still being given attention? And the figure that was told to me that was outstanding to the suppliers of the printer cartridges is in the region of about 200,000 rand. So it's not only affecting Helen Joseph Hospital. Mm. And if it is affecting only Helen Joseph Hospital, they must be going through a tremendous number of cartridges to run up a bill of 200,000 rand in printer cartridges.
It also depends how long they've been owed for as well, though. Huh?
Well, yeah, there you go.
But
can you imagine the pain, the frustration, the trauma of the families of the deceased who could not get their loved ones out of Helen Joseph Hospital?
They're saying, the department is saying that they are, you know, they're dealing with the matter. You know, are they giving you any indication then if they are dealing with the matter, how soon this will be concluded and when will the cartridges arrive?
Oh, no, they claim that the cartridges arrived on the 24th and the matter is resolved. But that's not resolved because it's still under negotiation in terms of the payment issue. So it's not resolved, but they're saying that some cartridges were delivered on Sunday, or on the 24th, pardon me.
You were saying just now, it's not only Helen Joseph that's affected. What other hospital is affected?
Well, I can't categorically state that any other hospital is affected. I am just, logic is saying to me that if there is an amount of 200,000 rand, it can't only be Helen Joseph. That's the only point I'm making. Mm. And whether it is only Helen Joseph, whether it isn't only Helen Joseph, the very fact that you have an administration in the Gauteng province that is not addressing the MEC of Health, Nomanto Ralegoko, and saying to her, get your house in order. You cannot allow consumables to cripple a hospital, astounds me.
Yeah, it is quite shocking. Madeleine Hecklin is a DA, a Gauteng health spokesperson. On the line, listening into that conversation, is Danosa Provincial Secretary, Bongani Mazibuko. Thank you so much, Mr. Mazibuko, for talking to us as well. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening and thank you for having us.
Thank you for talking to us. Maybe just, you've released a statement as well as Danosa. Tell me the experiences of your members in the hospital with regards to the situation currently.
We can tell you that our members confirmed that there was an issue with the printer cartridges of the hospital, and it has affected service delivery because nursing, actually the health department at the moment, it's quite intensive on paperwork. So you do need a number of forms and papers that need to be completed by the nurses and any other staff, transfer of patients, any work that is done on patients. Record keeping is still primarily based on paperwork. It's not electronic yet. So with all those things not being in place, it then means that nurses are struggling to make sure that they record everything that they do with the patients. And that puts them at risk of being charged by the nursing council, because if the nursing council were to come there and the document's missing or something is not properly recorded, these people can be charged. And it puts their lives, their practicing licenses at risk as well.
What do they say management is saying with regards to, you know, this situation?
Well, many they'd be sent from pillar to post, and I think what we said in our statement as well, we believe that it's a poor governance, the issue of poor governance in our view, because it doesn't make sense that you can have a tertiary hospital in the province of Gauteng with one printer cartridge at a time, where you are not able to print, and to an extent that it affects some service delivery and the people from doing their work. So it's quite frustrating for the employees, and when the employees are frustrated, it also affects the patients from receiving the care that they ought to be getting. So it's important that these small issues are attended to so that they don't become bigger issues, because if you fail to manage these smaller things, then it means in the long run, there are much more bigger problems. How are we going to manage issues of shortage of staff and even the happiness of staff, because we want staff to be happy so that they can be able to give proper service delivery to the patients that come to the hospital.
So according to the DA health spokesperson in Gauteng, they're saying that they were told that the issue has been resolved. Does that resonate with you? Has the issue been resolved?
Not totally, because as yesterday I was talking to some of the members at Helen Joseph, they said that there's still a challenge because I believe that currently I think there's only two printers in the entire hospital that they are relying on to make sure that there's still people in terms of cartridges. So there are still some areas which are struggling to get the paperwork printed within the hospital. And it's not the first time that we've seen this with Helen Joseph. It has happened in other facilities before, whereby you find that certain forms cannot be printed because they say the hospital is out of printer cartridge or the hospital does not have paper, which we find unacceptable. And in previous instances, we've been able to reach out to either the office of the HOD or the chief director in hospitals which are in the district to make sure that these things are put in place and then service delivery continues.
Phew. And so as it stands now, with only two printers, as you're saying, the reports, are also coming through to us that it's only two printers. How big is this backlog? Do we know? Do we have a sense of, an estimate of how many families are still waiting for the documentation?
In terms of the mortuary site, we're not sure yet as to how big is the backlog. The information that we reliably received was the impact on the shortage of the cartridges on the nursing side of things, them being able to do their job and be able to render the services that they ought to be doing for the public.
Sure. Appreciate you giving us your time. Bongani Mazibuko is a Donosa Provincial Secretary, giving us their perspective on how this is all affecting their work. And obviously, as he says, of course, the Nursing Council is going to ask questions as to why their members have not completed, some of their duties through obviously filling in paperwork and so on. So this is absolutely unheard of. So as I said, we have reached out to the Gauteng Health. We got a voice note earlier on. I don't know if we should play it because the voice note was just merely speaking about water, essentially, not necessarily what we were asking them to talk about. But we have opened the invitation and we clarified to them what we wanted to discuss. We are yet to get a response from them.
Voice note, Pimelo Mutine on WhatsApp
063-688-0959.
Point of view.
Keep connected with us.
Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
Good day, Kaya FM.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.